Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Transit officials are lowering the fines for people who don't pay the tolls on the Bay Area's seven state-owned bridges. Phil, this is not a headline we typically pass along. Officials lowering the fines for anything. What's going on?
Well, it dates back to when toll takers were taken off the Bay Area bridges, all the bridges except the Golden Gate, which is already didn't have toll takers during the COVID. And now we've gone all electronic. So you don't pay cash and carry anymore. It's all being racked up by the Bay Area Toll Authority. The problem is a lot of people aren't paying, and they have about $25 million in outstanding tolls. All right? Now, some people have just regularly just gone about it, you know, every day going through and not paying, and they've racked up some incredible toll violations and fines on those. And so what they're doing is they're reducing the fine portion of what people owe in order to try to get the money for the tolls.
Phil, I hate to be a killjoy here, but they're reducing the fines, but the tolls themselves are going up in the new year on all the bridges.
Welcome to the Bay Area, Patty. Absolutely. And if anything, the problem could get even worse or even tougher because, as you said, the tolls are going up because we've approved that in advance. Now, what we have is what it was is, let's say I'm going to the Bay Bridge or pick your bridge, and I'm commuting once a day or once a work week, and I'm going through there, and I'm not paying and because I didn't have Fast Track. And so what happens is I get a notice saying you owe money, and I don't pay it. Then you get a second notice that says, okay, now you owe money, and you owe a $25 late fee. And that's added on to the $6 I owed. And then if I don't pay that, then they get another notice that says now you owed $45 on it. And I don't pay that, let's say. And then my next ticket comes in from the next day that I didn't do it, and the next, and the next, and the next. And it totaled up to some, like, $4.2 million tickets out there that were going back and forth. And this is what I found really interesting. There were 600,000 people that are in that could be affected by this, and one of them, about 6,000 of them, have 75 or more outstanding toll violations. So
wow.
That means they owe $6 on the toll and, let's say, $45 on the late fees. So they could wind up, they're sitting on a bill of now of $5,776, let's say. That could be reduced to $1,600. It's still not chump change, and I'm not sure the people, you know, who couldn't afford or don't budget, how they're going to pay it because they'll put a lien on their car. And as you pointed out, come the first of the year, the toll will go up, but the fine will go down.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.